So let's begin on the bottom of Tess Zayin Amrubez. Five lines from the bottom, the words Tanya Beishame Omrim. Tanya Beishame Omrim, the end of Tess Zayin Amrubez. Okay. So says the Gemara, Tanya Beishame Omrim, Gimel Kitos Hein Liyom Hadin. There are three groups of people when it comes to Yom Hadin. So first of all, Yom Hadin, what I would think of Hadin was, Yom Hadin means Rosh Hashanah. So look at Rashi. Rashi, three lines up. Liyom Adim, Kishe Yichyu HaMesim. You see three lines from the bottom?
From the bottom, okay.
So it says, Liyom Adim, says Rashi, Kishe Yichyu HaMesim. Not referring to Rosh Hashanah, referring to Tchias HaMesim. So now look to the bottom of Tosos, the last Tosos, two lines. It says, Liyom Adim, Kishe Yichyu HaMesim, when the Tchias HaMesim will happen, K'nemuchach K'ra, like the Pasuk proves. The ready person died, and he got judged and punished in Gan Eden, or rewarded in Gan Eden, or Begehenim, we went to Gehenim, Bibnei HaNefesh. Adain yet din acher, im yiskeil chaya olam haba. If he's zochet to olam haba, during Tchias Mesim, they're unclear what Tchias Mesim is at olam haba, the different things, and the machlok is what these things mean. But it says, tells us, if a person zochet to chayim olam haba, Shukayim li'olam, that he'll live forever, then he has a second judgment during Tchias HaMesim. V'yesh shekvar kiblu dinam b'kenem. Others already accepted their punishment in Gehenim. U'mitokach shema yizku. So what happens is, according to Tosis, it sounds like what goes on. A person dies, and he goes either Gan Eden or Gehenim. Usually a person will go to Gehenim for a few days, a few months, gets punished, then goes to Gan Eden. Now he stays in Gan Eden until Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim gets judged again, and then he goes ultimately to Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, you're there forever. That's how Tosafot understands the difference between Gan Eden, Tchias HaMesim, and Olam Haba. There's a number of different opinions what goes on, but that's Tosafot's Shita. So what happens on Yom HaDin when a person gets judged again during Tchias HaMesim? So Mar tells us that there are three groups of people. Achas Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Achas Shel Rishom Gemurim, V'Achas Shel Beinonim. That's why I mentioned the Tanan. This is how he opens up. What's a Beinoni? So tzaddikim gemurim, people who are tzaddikim gemurim, which according to Rashi is going to mean rov zechuyos, who has most of his mitzvos, nichtem v'nechtem l'alter, he gets written and signed off immediately l'chai olam. He goes to olam haba. If that, again, we're talking about tchias mesim. He has more mitzvos than averos. Rishaim gemurim, Rashi says, are rubim avonos, they have more sins. The lach is on tchias mesim nichtem v'nechtemim l'alter, the gehenim. So then these people are going to get written and signed off for gehenim forever. Shinemar, rabim miyashne admas afar yakitzu elu l'chayim the elu l'charfos l'daron olam. So many people miyashne admas afar, the ones who are sleeping, the ones who are in the dirt, who are buried, who died already, when they get yakitzu, when they wake up for tchias mesim, some people go to chayim olam, that's tzaddikim. The elu, and these are going to go l'charfos l'daron olam, will go to an eternal depth, a reference to the Risham going to gehenim.
That's what it says.
Yeah. And then there's a third category of Beinunim, Yordin L'Gehenim. The Beinunim go to Gehenim first. This is after Tchias HaMesim. And from there, the Mitzaftefin V'Olin. What is Mitzaftefin V'Olin? Says the top Rashi in the page. Tzoakim U'bochin Mitoch Yisurin Cha'achas V'Olin. They are screaming and crying for an hour of the pain that they're taking from Gehenim. And then they're allowed to go up to Olam Haba, Shinemar, Vivesias Hashlishis, I'm going to bring the third category that is, Ba'ish, I'm going to bring them to fire, the Tsarfun Kitzurf, they're going to elevate, the Esa Kesef, Ubachintam Kivachon Esa Zav, Huyikra Bishmi, they're going to be calling and screaming out, there's reference to calling and screaming out from to my name, Vani, and also I, Hashem, will answer them, Valem, and referring to these people, Amr Chana, Chana says, Hashem memis u'michaye, Hashem makes dies, makes someone die and brings them back to life, Tchias Mesim, Morid, Shaul, he makes these people, the Beinim, go to the depths, V'yal, and brings them up right away to Olam Haba. So that's what goes on during Tchias Mesim, three categories, three groups of people. Now, Beis Hillel, now, slightly different topic, Beis Hillel Omrim, the Rav Chesed, what does it mean Rav Chesed? Rav Chesed means Mate Klapi Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tilt the Chesed, the Gemara is going to explain how that works later on, he's going to tilt the Chesed, make the Chesed way more. When it's even, when it's half and half, half Averos, half Mitzos, it's going to make it bend down to Chesed. Valem Amar David, and David said, referring to this din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem es koli. So what's the beginning of the pasuk? The beginning of the pasuk is right before it, Delosiv lo Yoshia, right? Not very before, but in that pasuk, Delosiv lo Yoshia, Tosus explained, person who's dal, who's poor, who's empty of mitzvos, when you call out to Hashem, Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem es koli, Hashem will listen to my voice, says David, and he's going to help elevate such a person who is empty of mitzvos. Valem Amar David. David says, Kola Parsha Kul, the entire Parsha that he's referring to, Delusi V'Lioshia, referring to someone who is absent of mitzvos. And he calls out, Hashem will mat the chesed, will turn the chesed, add chesed by helping such a person out. Say it again. Exactly, right. Same idea. That's what the whole Parsha is about. Helping the people who don't have enough mitzvos. Then the Gemara says, we're actually at a place, we're about to start a new piece in the Brisa. We are top of Yud Zayin and Aleph. You may have got here yesterday, I don't even know.
Yeah, we got here.
So we are eight lines down from the top, Poshe Yisrael. So the Gemara continues to talk about the Brisa.
Perfect.
That's you up to? Okay.
Exactly.
So, how are you caught up now? Made sense? Okay. So, Poshe Yisrael. What is Poshe Yisrael referring to? Begufan. Poshe Umas Olam Begufan. The members of Klal Yisrael who violate certain averes, which we'll see, I'm not sure what it means, Begufan, and whoever does Poshe Umas Begufan, somehow they do averes to their guf. The Gemara will explain what that means. What's the din of these people? Yordin Legehenim V'nidoneim but Yud Beis Chodesh. They have to go down to Gehenim. And again, this is referring to, all this whole discussion is Tchias HaMesim, remember. All Tchias HaMesim, not as we know it. They go down for 12 months, and then L'achar Shnei Masar Chodesh, Gufan Kala, after 12 months, their body gets completely wiped out. The Nishmasan Nisrefes, and the Nishama gets completely burnt. The Ruach Mifazartan Tachas Kapos Raglei Tzadikim, and their spirit, the Ruach, gets spread underneath the legs of tzaddikim, shenemar vasosem, which is a lashon of like to step and press on something, rishayim ki ye'efer tachas kapos raglechem. So underneath the legs of tzaddikim, they're going to press and squash the rishayim. So this is what goes on. We also know there's a concept of Yud Beis Chodesh after a person dies, not only tchias hameisim. When a person dies, this Yud Beis Chodesh is the judgment for a Rasha Rasha. That's why we only say 11 months of Kaddish. We don't want to assume anybody's a Rasha, so we only do 11 months of Kaddish, but the same din of 12 months happens after death, also happens after Tchias HaMesim.
The Kaddish finished today.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Okay, what's today? Today's a Chafei.
It's a lot of pressure.
Why?
I'm saying Kaddish is a lot of pressure.
Why?
To be always.
If you want to look at it, this question. Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara here talks about that there are three elements of a person. There's the guf, there's the neshama, and there's ruach. And David could probably tell us all about the Indian of these three things, what the guf does about the maisa, and the neshama does the dibor, and the ruach, the neshama does the machshava, and the dibor is done by the ruach, right? There's also nefesh, there's also the fifth category, right? Somewhere. Okay. So, says the Gemara, further, Aval Haminim, the ones who are, look through Rashi says Haminim are people who are Anashim Asher Hifchu Divrei Elokim Chaim L'ra. They take Hashem's words and make them evil. Kigon Tzedukim Baitusim who rejected Torah Shebaal Peh. Those are examples of Minim. And then the Gemara says HaMisorim, what's a Misorah? So Rashi says, is Malshinin, people who tell on each other, they tell about other Jews to the government or to other non-Jews, take away that person's money, a fellow Jew's money. That's called a moser. Mars and Baba Kama talk about that. That be korsim, which Rashi says, mevaza tamidi chachamim, people who disgrace the Talmud Chacham. Shekafru b'Torah, that they deny the Torah, which they say the Torah doesn't come from Shemayim. Veshekifru b'tchias ha-mesim, or the people who deny the concept of tchias ha-mesim. Gemara's and Anderson Hedgen talk about that. The Shapir Shumidarchet Tzibor, they don't do what the Tzibor does. Everybody is fasting and they decide not to fast, for example. That's Parshim Midarchet Tzibor. Or Shinastu Chisisam Be'er Arts, Chaim, or the Gemara will explain this as an example of people who infuse a tremendous amount of fear amongst the people. They scare people. Shechatu, they sin v'hichtus rabim. They cause others to sin also. Kigon, Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat is always the prototype. He is the example of the one who's machtias rabim. The chaverov and the like. These people, all these individuals, yardin the Gehenim, v'nidon b'ha'at l'doridor. They stay in Gehenim forever. During Tchias HaMesim, they never leave. Shenemar, v'yatsu v'ro'u b'pigrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi. So, what's the end of the pasuk here? Let's get the pasuk. Sorry, pasukim on this page. Actually, not too many. Here we go. V'yatsu v'ro'u b'pigrei ha'anashim ha'poshim ki solasam lo somos. They will not die. V'isham lo sichbe, and the fire will not extinguish. This is all, by the way, the pasuk on the side. V'yu deira'on l'chol basar, and they're going to be in Gehenim forever. Says the Gemara that eventually Gehenim kala v'hein enim kalam. Eventually Gehenim is going to stop, but their body will not stop from receiving the pain. Shenemar the tsurim levlos shaul. What does that mean? Their tsur, their image levlos shaul will stay, I guess, in the depths forever. Right, even though the Gehenna will no longer exist, they will. By the way, just as an aside, the pasuk before, which says V'gomer, I was once, many years ago, I was learning in yeshiva, the Chavrusa told me that whenever the pasuk says V'gomer, the drasha is in the V'gomer part, the part that they don't bring. The V'gomer, you have to look at the whole pasuk, the V'gomer, that's where the drasha is being made from. So that's why we just had this pasuk, and the Iker part wasn't even in the Gemara, it was on the side of the page where they quote the entire pasuk. That was I'm not sure if it's always true, but oftentimes it is.
If you didn't have Hod V'Hadar, you had to go to...
Exactly, you had to open up a real Tanakh. Hard to find those. So then the Gemara says, V'chol kach lama. What was the reason? Why did these people, we just listed Epicurus and Amin, why they have such a harsh judgment? It says the Gemara, B'pnei she'pashtu yideyim b'zvul. Because they placed their hand in zvul. What does zvul mean? She'nemar mizvul lo... V'ein zvul ela beis hamigdash. It's a reference to the beis hamigdash. Shenemar bana banisi beis zvul l'cha. So it says Rashi. Rashi shepashti them bezvul shehechrivu beis hamigdash ba'avonam. Through their sins, they caused the destruction of the beis hamigdash, and that's why it was so bad. Reading through David asked for the Anav Koch sefer before. Reading through the Chaban Svarim. The more recent Svarim, he talks about when a person knows he's reached a certain level of understanding of how Klal Yisrael works, how do you know? What's the litmus test? Once you realize that how much we're lacking from the Beis HaMikdash not being there, then you've got to the point of understanding, appreciating the Pnimius HaTorah. If you haven't reached the understanding of missing the Beis HaMikdash, then you're missing the point. That's not an easy thing to get to. You know, I remember Rav Nevenzahl, three times a day, if you're lucky, you could catch a glimpse of him walking by, looks out of the kotel, and he starts to cry. Real tears come down. Every single day, three times a day, he cries. Can you imagine, like, once in your lifetime, even crying, hey, we miss the Beis HaMikdash, do we really appreciate it? So when you get to a certain level, you can actually care about it, you can actually cry, you can actually cry every day, you can actually cry three times a day. So that's why, yeah, because they caused the Beis HaMikdash to destroy, the division amongst Klal Yisrael that they created, so that's why the punishment is so harsh. So fine, says the Gemara further, regarding such people, Chana said, Hashem yechtu merivav. So Hashem will, how are they interpreting this? His enemies, yechtu is to like cut off his enemies?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Those who contend with him.
Okay. Okay, so he'll break them, contend with his enemies. So that's a reference to these people who basically, these enemies, Apikoris, the Minim, they all created these divisions and factions among within Klal Yisrael. Okay, the Gemara continues now and says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Avin, Upneim Domim Leshule Kedera. These people, their faces are as black as the bottom of a pot because they spent so much time in Gehenim.
Talking about the Gehenim and Avat.
Yeah, I guess him or anybody who was what's it called, an Apikoros or Min, all those individuals, their faces are as black as the bottom of a pot. V'amar Rava says, V'inu, these people are mishpire b'nei b'chuza u'mikarim b'nei gehenim. So these people are of the best. I think Rashi says, They're fat. The people who enjoyed this world, they're Bali Taiva. These were the individuals who just loved life. They're the ones who were being called into Gehenna. They were referred to as Bnei Gehenna. So that's what they used to refer to them. Apparently, I guess in the city, anybody who like just loved eating and drinking, loved the enjoyment of this world, people call them the Bnei Gehenna. You guys are going to write Gehenna. We're going to call you even now, before you die, Bnei Gehenna. Okay. So says the Gemara further now. Amar Mar. We said above that Beis Hillel Omrim Rav Chesed Matei Klafei Chesed. That the word Rav Chesed means that when the scale is even, sins versus mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tilt the scale whereby the chesed, where the mitzvos are going to weigh heavier. So the Gemara asks, V'haksiv, didn't we say earlier, V'heveseh Shlishis Be'ish? Now that the Beinoni, the even mitzvos, even avonos, is going to go down to Gehenna. So first we say they go down to Gehenna, but another pasuk says, no, we actually tilt the scale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tilts the scale. Well, which one is it? Says the Gemara, now the difference is, Hasan b'poshe Yisrael b'gufon, so that's referring to when they go to Gehenna, a poshe Yisrael b'gufon. Such a person who's poshe Yisrael b'gufon. What does poshe Yisrael b'gufon mean? So the Gemara is going to explain an example. Before we get there, though, v'ha'amris lesay takanta. So didn't we say that a person who's poshe Yisrael has no takana? Wait a second. Referring to the right person here? Let's see. Okay, yeah, fine. We said referring to the din of a person where we send down to Gehenna and then eventually goes back up. That's referring to Gufon. Poshe Yisrael b'Gufon. The Gemara asks, "V'ha Amris Les Leitakanta?" Didn't we say before that a person who's Poshe Gufon Yisrael, Poshe Yisrael b'Gufon, does not have a takana? So the Gemara says, "Ki Les Leitakana Brov Avonos." When a person has most sins and he's also a person who's Poshe Yisrael b'Gufon, then he has no takana. Hacha is the guy who's mechse avonos and mechse zichrios. He's equal to his mitzvos, are equal to his averos. V'is be'nami avon de poshe yisro b'gufam. He also, in addition to that, among his averos, one of the averos he has is he's a poshe yisro b'gufam. So says the Gemara, lo saged le de lav ve'vesi es shlishis b'esh, v'imlav rav chesed matek l'bichesed. So what are we saying here? That,
if he's not such a Beinoni, then Rav Chesed Mate, Klape Chesed. If he's not such a Beinoni with Avonot Shebaguf, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So if he's a regular Beinoni, so then he goes down and comes up.
Yes.
But if he's a Beinoni with these types of Averos, then we need the help to tilt the Chesed a little bit to allow him to come up. Okay. These are very hard psukim. Okay. Valein Amar David, and referring to such people, David says, Ahafti Kishma Hashem. Okay, I guess the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mati Klavi Chesed, I love Hashem because he listens to us. Darish Rava. Rava made the following drasha. Ma'idich Siv Ahafti Kishma Hashem. What does it mean, I love Hashem because he listens to me? Amar Knesset Yisrael Lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. When am I beloved in front of you? Asks Klal Yisrael. Bizman shata shemea kol tachnunai. So when you listen to my davening, v'delosi v'lo yoshia, and to me you'll save. Meaning, afa pisha dola ani mina mitzos. Even though I might be empty and have very little mitzos, li na loshia. Still, to me it's pleasant for you to save. Okay. That says the Gemara now, Poshe Yisrael b'gufon mai ninu. So we said before this concept of Poshe Yisrael b'gufon. What is an example of a Poshe Yisrael b'gufon? Says the Gemara, very, very scary. Amar of Karkafta, de lo manach tefillin. The person, Karkafta, a person who did not wear tefillin. Poshe umas olam b'gufon amarav be'avera. That refers to avera. Says Badam Tosos, avera refers to arayel shekein noach muzarlav. So, if somebody does not wear tefillin, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. A person who doesn't wear tefillin, he's considered poshe. So what does that mean? It's poshe Yisrael. So the Rif writes, he never wears. If he wore once, for Bar Mitzvah he wore, then he's okay. Only if a person never ever wore in his life, he's called poshe Yisrael. Those usually what? Oh.
Those put that, you know, they close.
Yeah.
They only got for the bar mitzvah.
Exactly.
Probably not even once or two.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, I remember in Shivas when we get there in Nativ, so Ravina always takes everyone's tefillin, has them checked. So a certain tefillin he's able to tell before, he'll just take them, crack them open in front of the person and show how it's empty or if possible it's like a joke. Yeah. Some people's tefillin, yeah. It's very sad.
Why, to the Talmidei Yeshiva?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, you have some kids who come from modern houses, their parents going to pay, they want to pay $1,200, they pay $400 for a tefillin, or $200, and they're all possible.
That, it's just crazy. The
how do they get sell such a thing?
You
the people that sells it.
You'd be shocked.
The problem.
I tell you what, I bought from my youngest, from my oldest son. I went to Rav here, known Rav, and he told me to go to this to Sofer, and they're really, really b'di'evet, I paid full price. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I bought mezuzahs.
It's all good.
What? Not good. I mean, b'di'evet is yoitze, but it's really not. I paid top price. I mean, that's what he chose to send me to, and the guys.
It's crazy how much.
Maybe 5 times.
Yeah. I bought mezuzahs when I moved in. Checked it 3.5 years later. Had a real good mumcha check it, and one of them was b'di'evet kasher. The rest were pasul. He showed me pasul.
Unbelievable how people do such a thing.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the Gemara says you have to be very, very careful. If you're in this business, be very careful, because people are perform mitzvahs expecting the same brachas, and they're being protected through your actions. Be very, very careful when you're involved in such a business. It's scary. Very scary.
I think that, you know, you got your mind a little bit.
I had a guy who I hired in my office a few years ago, and he's like not religious at all. So the first thing he did is he says, "Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. I still have my tefillin from my bar mitzvah. I wanted to get rid of them, so he gave them to me." And I have to check them, but I don't think it pays.
Right.
he wanted out, yeah.
He couldn't wait to
fight somebody.
At least he wanted to give it to someone, not just throw it in the garbage.
I didn't even check them. I think it's a waste of time.
Put in Geniza. Okay. So we said, so according to the Rif, it's a person who never, ever wore it. Now, the Ran says it's not just tefillin. Tefillin's just an example. The Ran writes a person who maybe never said Shema or never even bench are examples of people who also are considered Poshe Yisrael. Now, you look at this interesting Tosfos here on the side. Tosfos writes, Kakapta Dilo Marach Tefillin. Says Tosfos. Oh, we're not having so much time today. Okay, maybe we'll skip that Tosfos. Okay, we have a long daf. Let's keep going back here then. Says the Gemara, V'shenasnu Dilo, V'shenasnu Chitasim Ba'ar Tzchaim. So we said it before, one of these people who get Gehenim forever is someone who put their fear in Er Tzchaim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Ze Parnes Hamatel Ema Yisera Al Tzibur. This is a leader who places extensive fear on top of the tzibur, shelo l'shem shemaim, not for any good purpose, just simply to show his great power that he has. And such a person, Eina Roa ben Tamar Chacham, he will not be Zocha, such a person, to ever having a child who's a Tamar Chacham. Shinemar, Lachain Yiru Anashim, but since he caused people to be so scared, Lo Yira Ko Chachmei Lev, he will not be able to see himself a Chacham Lev, a son who is a Tamar Chacham. Beis Hillel Omrim Rav Chesed Mata Klapi Chesed. We said before, Beis Hillel he made the drasha. What does Rav Chesed mean? There'll be a lot of Chesed. That Karsh Baruch Hu Mata Klapi Chesed. He'll tilt the scale when it's even. Says Machlokas, how exactly does the tilting work? Hey Chiyavid, how does this work? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kovsho. He presses down, he pushes down the mitzvah so it weighs down. Shinemar Yashuv Yachmeu Yichbosh Avonosav. Seinu. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Nosei, he lifts up the Averos, so the Averos go up higher, and by way of that, causing the mitzvahs to go down, Shinemar Nosei Avon V'over Al Pesha. So Machlokas, how exactly this works. Interesting Machlokas. What exactly? It's the same thing.
There has to be a lot of premium on this, because
sure.
It doesn't otherwise.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Endless.
Yeah. Endless, right. No, there must be, yeah.
Because this like this just doesn't...
Right. Yeah. There is a what the Pnimius is, I can't tell you, but I'm sure there's a lot of Pnimius here.
Yeah.
Okay. Tana de Bebe Rishmael. Rabbi Shmuel tells us, Mavi Rishon Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Motzei Shabbos one?
Yeah. Well, now he has
Shal Shittus. So Mavi Rishon Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each Avera individually. V'chein hi amida, and that's the amida, that's the way things work.
Sounds like.
Okay. So Rashi explains, you see Rashi Mavi Rishon Rishon, he says, Avon Shebirishonim, the sins among the first ones, Habam Lasatam Lakaf, that are going to be placed on the Kaf to make them weigh down, I guess, the Averos, Maviru Vishamti, remove them one by one. Shim Hayu Mechsa Mechsa, if there was even Kevin Shechesed Echad, Man Yichu Hazichuyos, Vekach Yemidam. The way it works is, no, he takes off, and I think it's a different shot. Before he said he presses down the Zichuyos, or he pushes up the Averos, here he removes the Averos, takes it off, and then the scale slowly tilts. So Amar Rava V'avon Atzmo Eino Nimchak, but the sin, even though he takes it, get erased, it's still hovering somewhere in that world, wherever that world is. D'ika Ruba Avonos Machshibadai, because if somehow he gets more Averos attached to him, so then they put that Avera back into the pile. So right now he's at a point where he's even, I guess. It's talking about during his lifetime. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes one off, lifts it up, but if he does more Averos, he drops it back down and it weighs a lot more. So then Gemara says, Rav Amar Kol Mavir Al Midosav, Mavirin Lo Al Kol Pishav. A person who's Mavirin is Midos. He sees something and he has self-control about not reacting, whatever the example might be. He holds back his anger. He holds back from saying an insult to Lashon Hara. So then if he does that and holds back on his own Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mavir on his Midos and will ignore any Averos such a person does. Shinemar, No Se Avon V'Over Al Pesha. What does it mean? A person, Hashem will lift the avon of the sin to a person who's over on his, let's say, anger. What's pshat? L'misha no se avon, to who is zocha to have their veros lifted by Hashem? L'misha over al pesh, a person himself is over on his own midos and has his own self-control, that person will be zocha to Kadosh Baruch Hu removing his sins. Rav Huna, braid of Yeshua Chalash, once Rav Huna was sick, he was weak. Al Rav Papa l'shila bay, so Rav Papa went inside to see, ask how he was doing. He saw that the world was going to take him over. He was going to die. Amar lehu, tzvisle zudsa, go prepare. Tachrichin, the Gemara explained, that go get his the clothing for burying him. Lasof, at the end, ispach, he got healthy. Have a michse for Papa lemechse. Rav Papa was very embarrassed to go back to Rav Huna because Rav Papa initially said, go get his, it ended up being fine. Amar lehi, my chazis, so what did you see? What would you zocha that you're able to come back to life? So Amar Rav Huna explains, in Hachi Hava, this is what happened. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the world above, Ho'il v'lo mokim b'milei, lo tokim b'hadei. Since I was over on Pesha, I wasn't mamin amidosav, Rashi explains. I didn't say that someone did something wrong, I'm going to therefore take revenge. I held back, I had self-control. Because I had self-control, I was over in my midos, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's be over in my midos and not have him die. Shinemar, no se avon over a pesha, lemi no se avon over pesha.
That's the opposite from what you said before.
No, it's the same.
No, no se avon over al pesha, lemi no se avon, lemi shover al pesha, meaning to a guilty guy. And here's the opposite, no se avon, he took up the avon that the other one did for him, over al pesha, and he's overcome the pesha that he can do because of
that. That's what we said before, the same interpretation. Over al pesha before also meant he overcame what he could have done wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Lemi Hashem no se'avon. Who Hashem counts the avon? Whoever is doing the pesha.
No. You live no se'avon. He lifts it.
Against him.
Ah, I need that. But it can go two ways. And that's saying this is for you.
Okay. So then the Gemara says l'sheiris nachlaso. L'sheiris nachlaso is in this pasuk micha. I read the pasuk on the side from the continuation. It says mi kel kamocha no si avon vovar pesha. That's what we've been darshaning. And then the next words are l'sheiris nachlaso. Who is zocha to this overall the no si avon l'sheiris nachlaso? What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Elia v'kutz ba. So the Elia is like the tail, which is the fattest part, and there's also a thorn or a bone inside the tail of the animal. So Rashi explained, look at the last Rashi in the page, Elia, Shmena, it's fat, Yeshkan v'kotba, there's also a thorn inside. Klomar, Dover Tanchumen Yeshkan, there's some words of Tanchumen here, about Yesh B'tocha Dover Kasha She'ena Shavalakol. Yes, it's very nice for us to know that a person is who's over on his midos will be nosa avon, but it's not really for everybody to take advantage of. It's only for l'sheiris nachlasa, only for a few people or limited people are able to get this. Who this for? Who's zocha to if they're over al pesha? L'mi shemesim atmo kishirayim. So says Rashi, l'mi shemesim, oh, I didn't really say much there. So not everybody is zocha to this. Only a person who makes himself humble. I'm leftovers. If a person makes himself as a big, humble individual, as an anov, then if that person is over al pesha, so then a kadosh baruch hu will be nosi avon. But someone like us, or myself, who's not necessarily an anov, and even though I might be over al pesha, I'm not necessarily going to be zocha to nosi avon. You need those prerequisites. The other Gemara says, top line of Yudayim Abayz, Vuna Rami Ksiv, Pasuk says in one place, Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav, Hashem is a tzadik in all his ways. Ksiv, but there's another pasuk that says, V'chosid b'chol ma'asav, he's a chosid in all his ways. Well, is he a tzaddik or is he a chosid? Which one is he? B'tchila tzaddik u'vasov chosid. First he's a tzaddik and then he's a chosid. Well, what's the difference between a tzaddik and a chosid? It says Rashi, top line, tzaddik is b'mishvat emes. He gives it right. A tzaddik, he judges, he does how it is. You do this, you get the following punishment. But a chassid is nichnas lefnim mishuras adim min ashura. He goes above and beyond the din, that even though a person might, you know, he warrants a particular punishment, a chassid allows him, he ignores the punishment and lets it slide. So first he's a tzaddik and then he's a chassid. So I guess if you gain a certain level of keeping the Torah, you earn that for Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat you, he'll be a chassid and treat you better. Right, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Rami Ksiv, he has another steer. One pasuk says, Lacha Hashem Chesed. Hashem is full of Chesed. Uksiv ki ata tishalem li'ish kemaseu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back to a person according to his action, not Chesed. Same thing, the Gemara says, B'tchila ki ata tishalem kemaseu. Initially, a person is going to get repaid according to his actions. Uvasof, the person continues to work on himself, Lacha Hashem Chesed. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Chesed and start ignoring some of the averus the person might be doing. Then the Gemara quotes from the Ilfi, V'amile Ilfa, Machlok is exactly who said this or what his name was. Rami Ksiv, one pasuk says, Rav Chesed Ksiv, V'emes, and I'm sorry, Rav Ksiv, Rav Chesed, Uksiv Emes, same thing, B'tchila V'emes, V'asov Rav Chesed, first there'll be the Emes Din, and then you have a Chesed Din. V'avor Hashem Apana V'ikra, we know this very well from Slichas, V'avor Hashem Apana V'Hashem is going to pass over in front of Moshe's face, V'ikra, and he's going to call out, it's Amr of Yochanan, a famous Gemara, Il male mikra kasev. If the pasuk had not said this, Ef shalomro, we could not say a Kadosh Baruch Hu did this. Milami to teach us, shenisatef a Kadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis like a shliach tzibur. V'hera lo l'Moshe say the tefillah, and he showed the Moshe how exactly to do say the tefillah. So Amar lo, and Hashem says to Moshe, calls man she yisrael choten, whenever Klal Yisrael sins, yasu lefanai kisei dehazeh v'ani mochel lehem, and do this, and I will grant you mechila. Rabbeinu Chananel, in this description, he says it wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing this, it was a Malach who was doing this. So there's a machlokas how to interpret this. Pashas is Rabbeinu Chananel is probably right. It was a Malach. You know, even though it says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can't really take that seriously. A Kadosh Baruch Hu has no features to him. A Malach does, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. This is just supposed to be a Mashal. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, it's referring to a Malach.
He says that the word Vayavor comes from Lavor Lifnei Ateva. That's why he takes it. You know, the Gemara uses how very lifnei ateva is a chazan. So by Yavor, that's why it relates it to a...
Okay, that's over lifnei ateva from this.
Right.
Okay. Well, over means to pass in front.
Right, here it says it passes in front, but the limit is from over lifnei ateva. So that's why Hashem showed him how to daven.
They learn from here also that when you say Yud Gimel Midos, you're supposed to be wearing talus over your head. Talus and also over your head. That's why at nighttime, you know, even though some shuls may not wear talus for Marv, for Slichos, at nighttime, the tzibur is supposed to wear talus. Even let's say it's early in the morning before you hit Nate or Alos HaShachar or before you're allowed to wear talus, the Shliach tzibur is supposed to wear talus because it's a special din in Yud Gimel Midos.
What do you mean at night after Chatzot?
And after night, even though Marv, some shuls, they won't wear a talus at nighttime because it's, you know, you don't wear tzitzis at nighttime. So in general, for Marv.
For
Marv, yeah, Marv.
Here we don't wear Marv.
Right, you don't wear for Marv, a talus. No, we do it, the earliest you could do it is after Tzeis.
Yeah, but there's a whole issue of that is not a Zman. you know.
Right. So the ideal time to do it after Chatzos, right? In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the yeshivas do Chatzos. That's the best time to do Slichos. Here in America, most of us do it in the morning. Some shuls do it at daytime. Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum, Vechanim. When we say that as a tzibur, we only do that in Slichos or like on Tainus. So when you say that, even though there are times you don't wear tallis, let's say at nighttime, if you're going to say Slichos at nighttime, like at Chatzos.
Is not in tzibur. Everybody say.
We don't say Slichos. They say every day? They say?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. I daven here Shachar sometimes. I don't daven Minchah here. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, either way, but you wear a tallis during the daytime. Does a Shliach Tzibur wear tallis for Minchah? Right. Right. So I'm saying the Shliach Tzibur has to wear tallis. No, so in Eretz Yisrael, the ideal time to say Slichos during, let's say, Aseres Mechuvah, but before Hashanah, it's Chatzos. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Hashem, Hashem, what's Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim? What's Hashem, Hashem, the double? So, Ani hu kodem shiachta ha'adam, Ani hu la'acha shiachta adam. The Yasa Tshuva. I am the same Hashem before the sin, I am the same Hashem after the sin. So, this is also a well-known Gemara. So, the Mepharshim try to understand, what do you mean? These are Yud Gimel Midos, and Rekarish Baruch Hu is granting Tshuva. Why does Hashem, the Mid of Hashem, have to be before the sin? You didn't do anything wrong yet. What's the Hashem before the sin? There's nothing to do tshuva. So the few answers are given. We're running out of time, so I have to go through this quickly. So the Rush writes that because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that you're going to sin, so therefore he treats you now, b'hasher husham, as you are now, as you're innocent. You know, bad that you're going to sin, but now he's treating you as an innocent person. The Aruch Haner writes, because every single day, the Gemara Tukah tells us that Yitzchak Sha'adam Miskaber Lav B'Chol Yom. His Yetzer gets stronger and stronger each day. So if Akash Baruch Hu didn't help you, then you would obviously sin. So even now, people have Machshavos here, Hurim, whatever thoughts they have, Yetzer Hara they have, then we would inevitably sin had Akash Baruch Hu not helped and save us and prevent us from sinning.
Can I just interrupt? Can you tell me how I
can
enter the
Mecca?
You're going downstairs all the way down. Okay? And then there's a code on the door like this.
Okay. No, he's inside the house. He's inside.
It should be open.
No.
Bang down the door.
The code is in Hebrew.
The code
is in Hebrew.
Let me take it. Come.
I'm a son that this morning. So
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Okay. So then one other shot. The Kutzker Rebbe writes, Kutzker Rav writes that because a person says, oh, I didn't sin, so he starts to get this feeling of proudness and gaiva. So from that aveira of the gaiva, which is about to be created, Akash Baruch Hu is going to help prevent the person from getting to the point of gaiva, which could certainly lead from a person's feeling, oh, I didn't sin. So that's what the need for Hashem is before the actual sin. Continues the Gemara now and says, Kel Rachum V'chanun, what does that mean? Amar of Yehuda break bris krusa yud gimamidos, shein chozos rekam. I have a special covenant I have with Klal Yisrael, that if you say the 13 midos, then you will not be returned empty-handed. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer your tefillah. Shenemar, hinei anochi koreis bris. This is a very hard concept for people to understand. When you daven and you don't get answered, what does that mean? Does your davening have no answer somewhere? I have a friend of mine who's sick, so he wants to know what's the good for davening if it doesn't work. This person, you daven for this person, he didn't make it. This person. So what's the effect of the davening?
Yesterday we learned that if you expect to be answered,
exactly right. You can't expect to be answered. Even tefillah says, yes, it's not a good thing to expect to be answered. But every tefillah, especially you give a midos, but every single tefillah is answered in some way. It could be a person who didn't live, he died from that sickness. Possibly he lived longer than he could have, or could have been passed on to his children, or whatever. We don't know how these things work, but certainly when it comes to you give a midos, in some way, some form beyond understanding, it will go and get answered. Now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, G'dola tshuva shimikras gzardino shel adam. Tshuva is so powerful that it's able to rip a gzardin. A person has a gzardin, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a gzardin for him. Tshuva could rip, undo that gzardin. Shenemar, hishamein lev ha'am hazeh. The heart of the nation became fat. V'oznav hechber, and the ears became hard of hearing. V'einav hishir pen yireh beinav, and his eyes became, hard from seeing. U'v'oznav yishma'al li'vival yavan v'shav rapalo. So then suddenly, I guess, he begins to see, begins to hear, and his heart becomes understanding, and he gets refuah, he gets healed. So how that happened, through the, I guess, hesha, through the tshuva, he's able to become healed. So you see from here that Gzar Din is uprooted, ripped up by the tshuva. So Amar Le Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Labai. The Dim Lefnei Gzar Din, maybe the whole pasuk's referring to before the Gzar Din. That's when, before the Gzar Din happened, he has some sins, he does tshuva, and then he gets healed. But maybe there's no Gzar Din yet. But if he did sin, and then there's a Gzar Din, and then he tried doing tshuva, it wouldn't work. How do you know there's a particular Gzar Din in the pasuk they're referring to? So Amar Le Rav Aloksiv, it says Rav Aloi, he was healed. Eizu Davar Shetzarach Refua, Havi Omer Gzar Din. If there wasn't a Gzar Din, then the pasuk wouldn't describe their refuah taking place. So the fact that it's talking about refuah must tell us that there was a Gzar Din, and by doing tshuva, you can rip up a Gzar Din. Ask the Gemara, Mesive. Heshe ben taim, mochlin lo. Heshe ben taim is a reference to tshuva during ben taim, between what? Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, during Aseret Yemei tshuva. If a person does tshuva, mochlin lo, we grant him mechila. Lo sha ben taim, if he does not do tshuva during Aseret Yemei tshuva, afilu hevi kol ayale nevayos. Even though he might bring all the rams of a place called Nevayos, I guess they must be growing nice rams, raising nice rams in that area. Even though he brings all the nicest ayale nevayos shebaolam, ain mochlin lo, we don't give it. So we see here that, wait, what's the question here then? Person does tshuva. During, if he doesn't do tshuva,
right, and we said before that at any moment he can get changed because of Gzar Din.
Any moment. Here we said only during Aseret Yemei tshuva, no other time during the year. So before we said no, any time during the year you could do tshuva. Explains the Gemara lo kasher. How be yachid, how be tzibur. When it comes to yachid, so I guess a yachid can't change, but tzibur can.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yochid, he has opportunities during Aseret Yemei tshuva. If not, he has to wait a full year. A tzibur, if a tzibur comes together and does tshuva, they can be oker, they can be korea, a gzar din. Gemara asks further questions. Meisive, Einei Hashem Elokecha ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on it, ba. And continuing the pasuk now, Itim Letova, Itim Lera. Certain times are good, certain times are bad. This is a pasuk, all part of the pasuk, yeah. No, that's not part of the pasuk. I'm sorry. The pasuk is Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana. Hashem's eyes are always going to be on us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So we see from here that Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to change the gzeros during the entire year. Lav Dafka during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, but the rest of the year we have the opportunity. Whereas it says no, Itim L'ra, Itim L'tova. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad. Meaning, Itim Latova, when is it good? Ketad. Haresha Hayu Yisrael Rishayim Gemurim the Rosh Hashanah. In the beginning of the year, Klai Yisrael were considered Rishayim. Upaskulhem Gshamim Huatim. They were given the destined, the rain for that season, very little rain for the entire season. Lasof, in the end of the day, Hachazu Bahen, they end up being, they did Shuva. Lahosif Alein Yaf Shar Shakar Nigzer Gzera. To add more rain in the year, they can't because the Red Gzar Din was given. Ella Hakadosh Baruch Hu maridin bizmanon al haaretz tzricha lehen hakol lefi haaretz. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes that little rain and just gives it, makes it come down at the most opportune time, the most opportune place. He's able to do that. It doesn't change the gzar din, the amount. He just changes when and how. Itim lera. Certain times they're going to be judged unfavorably. Ketzad. Haresh hayu Yisrael tzadikim gemurim v'rosh hashanah. They were given. They were judged very favorably in the beginning of the year. Upaskal lehem gshamim v'rubin. They were given a lot of rain in the beginning of the year.
So I guess the very
El Tzadikim. Lasof Chazu Bahen. In the end, they went against. They ended up becoming Rishon. Lefachos Mehem. To make less, Yef Shar, they can't. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't make less. Shikfar Nigzu Gzera. The Gzera was given how much rain was going to be for that season. Ella. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maridin Shelo Bezmanam Aharet She'enel Tzichelhen. So he ends up bringing rain when they don't need it to the places that don't need it. And that's how he does.
I guess not.
Exactly, Hurricane Sandy. Or even Eretz Yisrael during the blizzard I was in. Apparently, they need a lot of rain, and a lot of snow and rain came, but apparently it didn't help. Wherever it went, it went in Yerushalayim lap, but it wasn't helping the reservoirs, apparently. So the Gemara says now, so the Tova, Mio, Likrele Gzardina. So we said before that a tzibur can be korea gzar din. So why did the Brisa say they can't be korea gzar din? Why, if they did say they did tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should have added rain? So we see that you can't be gozer gzar din. You can maybe alter it, but you can't uproot the gzar din. The Gemara says, no, shiny halsim de'ef shebrahachi, it's different there. If you're able to, without uprooting it, to change it, the positioning of it, refocus it, that's best. If you couldn't have done that, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu would einachnami, he would be korea gzar din. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu rather not be korea gzar din if he's able to do it a different way. Tashma, the Gemara brings a proof now. Yor dehayam, banios, osim lacha, b'mayim rabim, hema ro, ma'aseh Hashem. So the ones who go down to the water in the boats, they're doing the work of a lot of water, and they see the ma'aseh Hashem. Vayomer, this is continuing the pasuk, I think, right? Vayamod ruach sara, v'teromim galav v'chogu v'anu k'shukur, and the storm wanted to destroy the swallow the boat. Vayitaku el Hashem betzar lahem, and they screamed out to Hashem in their great pains. Yodu l'Hashem chazdo, they thanked Hashem. V'asal lahem simanios ka'achin v'rakin shebetorah, they made certain signs like an ach and a rak. These are special drushes we make when you see the word ach, you see the word rak, you make special Torah. Lomer l'cha to teach you, tzaku kodem gzar din nenin, tzaku l'achar gzar din eino nenin. So these individuals, so this somehow we learn from this pasuk that they screamed out to Hashem all before the gzar din took place. If they had screamed after the gzar din took place, it wouldn't have worked. So this is a whole boat of people. Explain to Gemara, Hani Nami Ki Yechidim Dami. These individuals, they weren't considered tibur. They're considered a yachid. And as we said above, a yachid cannot be korea gzar din. Only a tibur can be korea gzar din. Gemara brings another proof of this idea.
Dinim somewhere. Sure there is.
It must be
something interesting which I never saw.
Yeah.
Sadim is more itself, there is no nafucha. Never saw it. And just to say this mizmor in Mincha Le'erb Shabbat.
Oh yeah? Mincha,
yeah.
Where do you say this? And it's...
Sure. Not in Ashkenaz, in Sfar.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay, then the Gemara says, Toshma, She'ola Bluria Hagioris. Bluria Hagioris, she asked Rabbi Gamaliel the following question. She asked him, "Ksiv b'saraskim." It says in your Torah, "Asher lo yisafanim." Interesting, she said she calls it your Torah. If she came in,
why
right?
She say gyor? Why right. She say that?
So they explain here it must have been before she converted.
Mm.
Apparently, the she'iltas doesn't have the gyorus of taraskim. So she says, "Rabbi Gamaliel, why did it say in the Torah, Asher lo yisafanim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to show. He's not going to turn his attention to din." In another pasuk, Uksiv, Yisa Hashem Panav Lelecha, he's going to focus and he's going to judge you. Is he going to turn away or is he going to judge a person? There's a stira. So Nitbala Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen tried dealing with her question. Amalani, he answered her, Em Shalacha Mashal. I'm going to give you the following mashal. L'mah Hadavar Domer. What's this similar to? Adam Shinoshe B'chaver Mana. A person who is seeking out $100 from his friend that he owes him. The Kavalo is man b'fei ha-melech, and he says in front of the king, I'm going to collect from him in a month from now. V'nishpa lo b'chai ha-melech, and he makes a shrua in the name of the king. He giu hazman v'lo paro. The time comes, 30 days come later, and he doesn't pay him the money he owes. So balafayis is ha-melech. So I guess the person who owes the money, who comes to help appease the king, they say, listen, I'm sorry I didn't pay on time. Amalo, the king says to him, El boni machulach. Okay, I'm okay with that. Okay, I forgive you. But still, go appease your friend who you didn't pay back. Hachanami, here too also, kan baveru shebein adam l'chamakam. When it comes to the, between me and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, I guess, mivater the din. He'll ignore the din. That much he could over, between me and you. I'm okay with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But kan baveru shebein adam l'chaveru, it's ad shebar rabbi kiv, so then you have to go appease your friend. Ad shebar Rabbi Kiva v'limeid. So that's the first answer. So the first answer is bin adam lakom. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for me, I'm okay. I'm lack of cover. You show me, I'm okay. I'll ignore that. But to your friend, then you have to go ask appeasement. You have to ask for tshuva mechila from him. That's how they first gave the pshat. That was Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. But ad shebar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll tell you what the difference is. V'limeid. He taught us kan kodem gzar din, kan l'achar gzar din. So one was before the gzar din, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be mevata the din and ignore the din. But once the gzar din's been given, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu won't be mevata the din. So we see from here that after gzar din, you can't be korea the gzar din, Says the Gemara here too. Also, the pasuk referring to Hachanami biYachid. When it's talking about Yachid, a gzar din established for Yachid, you can't be Karev. But in Hachanami for a tzibur, you can be.
I don't understand the whole concept, because the truth is Hashem knows when He's giving the.